This recording, Fiji 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her likings. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in mirror, washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. She got there. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because nearly you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so that made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice of a name, for a name. Coma was a strong and huge, so it could take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah has managed to bait the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 to 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I cannot imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Dubu, Singatoka, which is about, hour and a half from here, where we are at Wellesley. And my dad and parents got married there, so we've been generations and generations since we migrated from India. So ever since we've been here in Fiji, lived there, and here we are. My grandfather is from Tamil Nadu, and my grandma is from Bangladesh. So we're a mix of Tamil and Bengali a little bit. My grandpa always says I look like my grandmother, which is freaky. But my dad was born in India, but raised here. He was a baby, but 4 months old when he moved to Fiji. And my mom was born here at a place called Sanasana, which is Natandola, about from where I am, Dugu Singatoka. It's about half an hour going towards Nandi. So